In his effort to build support for a war against Iraq, President Bush has repeatedly said that removing Saddam Hussein from power would spur democratic reforms throughout the Middle East. But the Los Angeles Times has obtained information from a classified State Department report that disputes that claim and portrays the Bush administration as deeply divided over the so-called democratic domino theory. Greg Miller is the reporter who broke the story for the Los Angeles Times. We asked him to explain how the domino theory works.
I can't think of anybody in the administration who has used the phrase domino theory exactly, but that's what it's come to be called. It's the idea that installing a new regime in Iraq would trigger a wave of democratic reform across other nations in the Middle East.
In calling the domino theory into question, the language used within the report is fairly strong. I was wondering if you could just read some of that from your article.
Sure. There's one interesting passage here that says that, according to the report, liberal democracy would be difficult to achieve. Electoral democracy, were it to emerge, could well be subject to exploitation by anti-American elements. Obviously, the document's title itself is fairly provocative. It's labeled Iraq, the Middle East, and Change, no dominoes.
So it's unambiguous.
That's right.
And that certainly would seem to undermine one of the administration's central arguments for military action in Iraq.
That's right. I mean, the president is staking a lot on this war. He is telling the American people and the world that this is a region that's going to be better because of this operation. But this is a document that takes a very skeptical view of this question, that sees lots of obstacles for that sort of scenario.
What are some of those obstacles?
They are mainly social, economic, and political obstacles. This is an area of the world that is facing a future in which there is growing unemployment. There's an exploding youth population that feels increasingly disenfranchised. And I think one of the principal arguments of this State Department document is that we would be fortunate to have stable governments in this region on the horizon, let alone democratic reform.
If democracies are unlikely to emerge, what might emerge instead?
There are obviously lots of scenarios. What could emerge instead is more of what we have already. It's possible that you would get some resentment to American meddling in the Middle East, which could prompt governments, populations, to move in the opposite direction. I've heard Middle East experts say that this could prompt governments in Iran, Syria, and elsewhere to move more quickly to try to secure weapons and means of dissuading the United States from meddling in their regimes.
The report says that democracies are unlikely. If they did emerge, they would be rather fragile.
That's right. And if they did emerge, this document also warns that they could be exploited by anti-American elements, that democracy doesn't automatically lead to the formation of governments that are going to be friendly to the United States. It could lead to the rise of governments that are just the opposite, that are very against the United States.
The report does not necessarily reflect the views of Secretary of State Colin Powell, and there are no suggestions that this flows from his office. So which arm of the State Department put this report together, and for what purpose?
This is an arm called the Bureau of Intelligence and Research, and this is the analytical arm. This is the area where the experts in the State Department will take on questions like this and produce their own independent analysis, their own answers to questions like this.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Greg Miller with the Los Angeles Times.